Kila Sugya today. Kila Sugya today, we're learning Maseches Minchas Chinuch. Trying to figure out a little bit about what the status of Tashbisu is vis-a-vis women. And we developed this whole fundamental Yisoy from Minchas Chinuch that building upon a Ramban and a Ramban Maseches Kedushin, whenever you have a mitzvah that relates to another item or to another person, so that automatically doesn't lend itself to the rules of Mitzvah's essay, Shes Man Grama. So we saw that that was very, very loaded, very, very controversial. We saw there were some Rishonim that didn't even buy into the whole Ramban, and then we saw there was a Chororim at a different beer in what the Ramban said. But the Maisa B'chus Chinuch sticks to his guns, sticks to his position, and at least we could potentially invoke this B'chus Chinuch vis-a-vis Tashbisu. Again, Allah Tzad, the Tashbisu meets those criteria, Reb Chaim, in Biachon Zosrei, but we spoke about yesterday. I want to just go one step further and try to just bring another possible raya to this yisod of the Minchas Chinuch. And it's a sugya that appears in Bava Basra. It's actually a combination of a sugya of Bava Basra and other places, where Chazal tell us very clearly in the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim that women are chayavos in the mitzvah of Bikurim. Now, there is a little bit of a difference between when a woman brings Bikurim and a man brings Bikurim, vis-a-vis Kriyas HaParsha, that's true. That women don't read the Parsha Bikurim because they don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, per se. But in terms of the Etzem HaMitzvah Savah, so there's no question women are chayavos in Bikurim. The Mishnah is the first. Nashim Ishim Leviya Bikurim. So all the Acharon Rabban with the Kasha, why are women obligated in the Mitzvah Bikurim? Bikurim is a classic Mitzvah Zeh Seh Ban Grama. What makes Bikurim is Zeh Seh Ban Grama? So the Mishnah tells us in Bikurim, there are only certain times of the year when you can bring Bikurim. You can only bring Bikurim starting from Shavuos until when? I'm going to remember when the Seh was about Bikurim?
Chanukah.
Coming around the bend, right? The Mishnah says that when you bring Bikurim from Shavuos until Sukkot, then you may be Vekayre, then you read the Parsha. After Sukkot, you can't read the Parsha anymore because it's not as Man Simcha, and the Torah says, Samach, the Mechol HaToyev. Once you're ready, finishing the harvest already, it's over, done, finished. So now you can still bring the Bikurim, but you can't read the Parsha. Why is the Sol's Man Chanukah, Amadnus Man Chanukah? Chanukah is not as Man Deraisa. So the answer is that the Halacha was given to us that you have to bring Bikurim Ashetavim Be'artzecha at a time when the fruit are out in the fields. Once the food is no longer out of the fields, so then that's already too late to fulfill the mitzvah bikurim. So Chazal have to go out into the field and do a little research and figure out when, at what point do we say, it's no longer Shetavim Be'artzecha. So Chazal looked around and said, and again, it's not perfect because the agriculture, the vet is solely alluding here, but around Chanukah time, so Chazal Kiveh, that's the self-zman of mitzvah Savos Bikurim. Because around Chanukah time, already the fruit is no longer out in the fields. So the bottom line is, there's this man mitzvah Savos Bikurim, there's this man Kriya Separation, there's man mitzvah Savos, and come all the Chavarim and say, Abba Zoi, why don't we say that Bikurim is a classic mitzvah Seh Shaz Manglom, famous Kasha from Acharei. The Shabbos of my Ofrof was Parshas Vayeshev. So I got up to give my drosh of my Ofrof. So I started to talk about a sugya in Bikurim. So some people were a little bit taken aback. Why was I talking about Bikurim? I highly knew Bikurim. So those who know a little bit of the Sobolovsky family history, so I met my wife right around Shavuos time. Right? A couple days after Shavuos. Right around Shavuos time. And we got engaged on Chol HaMoed Sukkis, and we got married on Hanukkah. So I started off by saying that there were three zmanim in our relationship. We went from Shavuos till Sukkis to Hanukkah. I said, those are the three zmanim of Bikurim. Shavuos is the Tchil Zman Bikurim, and Sukkis is the self zman of Kriyas HaParsha, and Hanukkah is the self zman of Avasa Bikurim. Well, then I went on to speak about a little bit about a little more mushy stuff, and I first gave a little shit about Bikurim, and then we moved on a little bit. Anyway, so come the Chavarim and ask this kasha, why isn't it a Zman Grama? So perhaps one can invoke the Birchas Chinuch if one's willing to make the following leap of faith. There is a sugya in Bava Basra where the Gemara quotes a pasuk to tell me that you don't bring Bikurim in Chutz Laaretz. But I have a fruit tree, I say I'm growing a date tree, growing a grapevine in Bergen Field, I would not bring Bikurim from Chutz Laaretz. How do you know that? Because it says, Nechoshe, Tavim in Artzecha, Lamaish, Chutz Laaretz. So nu, what's the kasha? She told me yad chalamay chutzlot. Then what's the kasha? So who's going to share me the kasha?
Mitzvah
tliy b'aretz. Since when do I need a post to tell me that Shemitah doesn't apply in Chutz L'Aretz? When do I need a post to tell me Chumas and Maisa doesn't apply in Chutz L'Aretz? It's a mitzvah tliy b'aretz. The Mishnah says that's a klal. All mitzvahs apply in Chutz L'Aretz. Any agricultural mitzvah doesn't apply in Chutz L'Aretz. So why does the Gemara need a special razzle dazzle post to tell me Me'ar Tzicha? So Tais has two answers to this question. Hopefully everybody saw the Magna Kermis. So one answer Tais says is the post really is not necessary. I would have known all on my own, I would have figured out all on my own that Bikurim doesn't apply in Chutz L'Aretz. It's no different than Shemitah, Shemus, and Nisus, etc. The only reason why I need a pasuk is to offset a possible mistake in Havamina. What would have been the mistake in Havamina? Shteit in the Torah, Reishis Bikur Ad Moscha, Darab Osavash Bibachalabimo. For some deep, dark secret, the Torah puts together the Parashah Bikurim and the Parashah Basim Cholav in the same pasuk twice. Once in Mishpatim, and once in Kisisa. So again, the Darshanim can go to work as to why that's true, but the Balei HaTosfos go to work on it in terms of Halacha. The Balei HaTosfos suggests that because the Torah puts them in the same pasuk as a Hekesh, a Bikurim to Basa B'cholav, I would have thought, Ma Basa B'cholav is not given B'chutz L'aretz. In case you learned Masechet Chum with us last year, you probably remember the cheeseburgers are also even in Chutz L'Aretz. That'll be a great cooler. Someone calls me with a shadow, I stuck my fleishik spoon into my milk. But no problem, it's Chutz L'Aretz, yesh l'hokyo. No, I don't like that. Bad, very bad cooler. Okay, not even a stiff l'hokyo, not even a shasad cha. So just as Bas Mechalav is naming Chutz L'Aretz, so to be Kurm is naming Chutz L'Aretz, kamash belong that it's wrong. So according to that day in Taishas, the entire Dirash and the Artsakha, the Rebbeinu Shem wrote into the Torah Kedoshah a word in the Artsakha, a seemingly superfluous word, to offset that mistaken Havamina, lest you think that Bikurim applies in Chutzlaz Gatzhukash to Basbachal. Kamash Balam. The Aijish Loimit says Taishas, a much more lumdish interest. The Aijish Loimit says no. Bikurim is not a mitzvah to Yubal Oretz. And I'll tell you why. It says Tais the following Hagdara. It's almost like a Rosh Hashivitika Hagdara. It's like a Chareinish Hagdara. Tais just writes that Mitzvah Levaretz means a mitzvah which revolves around the Oretz or revolves around the Priya Oretz, with the Chiyuvim and Neveya from the Karaka or the Chiyuvim and Neveya from the Peres. Lamashal says Tais, you're not allowed to work the land of Shemitah. The karka, the mitzvah's a karka. Or the marshal, you have to separate Jumas and Isers. The peiros or chayavim in Jumas and Isers. Harayas is telling us that the peiros are chayavim. If you don't mafresh, there's an issue to eat the peiros. There's a din of tevel, yachamis v'shemayim for eating tevel. So licked in the peiros is some kind of a halacha. It's not just stam upsad mitzvah yalma to be mafresh Jumas and Isers. The payers of the Unum Afrasha. And that expressed itself by the Isra Achila of Kedem Afrasha. By Bikurim, there's no such din, says Taisus. By Bikurim, if you eat the payers before you mafresh Bikurim, big deal. There's no din of Tehel by Bikurim. There's no such halacha. There's a mitzvah Afrasha. If you do it, that's wonderful. And you get brownie points. And you get Chilik Lam Haba. And if not, so you blew it. You lost your opportunity to do a mitzvah. But you're not doing the mitzvah. Does it impact on the consciousness of the fruit? Because there is no din in the fruit gufa. And the Avataisha suggests that Bikurim fall short. Bikurim are not a mitzvah tluy b'aretz. They're not tluy b'aretz. Just because a mitzvah involves fruit, that doesn't make it tluy b'aretz. Tluy b'aretz means that the chiyuv licked in the land, or the chiyuv licked in the agriculture. When there's a mitzvah like Gavra, Taisus Mamish said, Taisus is before, 800 years before Reb Chaim, and he says the words Gavra practically. Taisus, everyone saw the Taisus? Taisus says, the mitzvah is a Gavra, lafish bikurim. It's not a chiva chefze. And therefore, that's not called the mitzvah tluy b'aretz. Adka. Nusa Rabbi say, why did the first teretz in Taisus not say this? Why did the first teretz in Taisus give you such a roundabout teretz? But the reason why the Torah wrote a pasuk is to offset the silly mistake in Havamina. The second Eretz Yisrael is so much glatter, so much better, so much kind of schmack, so much more lomdish. The first Eretz is just schwache Eretz. What was bothering the first Eretz in Teisus? Nurbay say, what's the Kudus of Achloikis, the 2 days in Teisus? The first day in Teisus clearly understood that Bikurim is a mitzvah sachavtza. The fact that there's no tevel to it is a kasha nirvashah. Kasha is dini hatera. But to say that Bikurim is a mitzvah sachavtza, no. The fruit of Turim Hava. It's a mitzvah chavtza. And therefore, it would have been subject to the regular rules of a mitzvah for the Lord to be in Potter and Chutz Lords. And the only thing that has to come up, the best thing that has to come up, is a shvachat teretz. I don't mean shvachat teretz, really. A shvachat teretz, the posk is all there to offset a half mistake and half amina. So Rabbi said, look at this tasting of the Basra as a major machlekes, a fundamental machlekes, when you learn the Sechas Bikurim. So you realize right away that this Taisus is, the whole world revolves around this Taisus. What is the nation of Mitzvah Bikurim? Is the nature of Mitzvah Bikurim Mitzvah Chefta, that the pairs of Tu'unim Hava'a? Or is the nature of Mitzvah Gavra, the Gavra has to do a Maisa Hava'a? They mainly have to bring fruit, but it's not like the fruit of Tu'unim Hava'a. That's the Kudus of Achleikis, 2 days in Taisus. If you're willing to take the approach that Bikurim is a Mitzvah, Havas a peiris. The peiris at the unim. It's not your mitzvah, it's the gavat, it's the chevtza, like the unpopular day in Taisus, like the first day in Taisus. So now, we have a beginning of an answer why women are chayavas in Bikurim. If you really believe that Bikurim is also a mitzvah zachevtza, and you really believe like the Menchas Chinuch's version of the Ramban, that whenever there's a mitzvah that emanates from an object, from a gavra, from a chevtza, from something else besides you yourself, thus is nishka mitzvah livaretz. That's not subject to the parish of mitzvah. I'm sorry, to the mitzvah seishas ban grama. That's not subject to the p'tur mitzvah seishas ban grama. So if you're willing to put together the pieces of this puzzle, you're willing to accept the unpopular day in Taisus, together with Menchas Chinuch, you have a beer for why. You just lose it. You have a beer. You have a beer. I think we just lost it, no? Okay, famous last words. You have a beer for something. No more? What? Anyone have any batteries? We used to have a guy in Shia who used to walk around with batteries all the time. You have batteries? Maybe. That's a guy. Always has batteries with him. All right, we'll take a little break.
Can I ask a question during the break?
Sure. How are you doing? Yeah, show me stuff, yeah.
Peah, doesn't he, it's to live in Aretz. If you don't take Peah, it doesn't make any certain the fruit.
That's right. It's a good kasha against Taisus. It's a very good kasha. It means the Isser and the Taisus whole hochacha that it's not, that it's a. Interesting. Interesting kasha. Taisus holo chokhas from Tevel in contrast to Bikurim. Interesting. I mean, it could be that it wouldn't make any sense for it's not even a havamita that Peah should create an Isra on the fruit. Because Peah is not a Deva Kaddish. Only Truma would make sense that it asks us fruit. Bikurim is a Deva Kaddish. Truma, once you're mafish Truma, becomes like Bikurim. So that's interesting. Machlek is Rashi and Taisin Yavamis. Why Tevel is also in the first place? Is Tevel also because you didn't do Afrasha? Is Tevel also because of the Truma Shabbai? So that may touch on that. Interesting. I didn't think about that. How are we doing? Is there hope?
There's hope, but I kind of. Try this.
Anything? Oh. It's amazing, right? I'm good.
I saved the old battery that said it went.
Saved the old battery, okay. Better quickly run through Shia, finish this beer again. Okay, so Rabbi said, bottom line is that we have something to go on. But Rabbi said, you know, we have something to go on, but you're really connecting a lot of dots here. You're really, really, you know, hoping for hope that we have a beer hadover as to why women are chayavas in Bikurim. We're banking on the fact that one day Taisus is right. We're banking on the Ramban. We're banking on the Cheskinus version of Ramban. I'm not a betting guy, but it doesn't sound good. It sounds like we need a lot of things have to be true in order for us to be good. Is there a simpler beer just tangentially, is there a simpler reason why women are chayavas and bikurim? A much, much easier approach. You don't have to go down to some chaschinuch and rabbans and maislach and taizen. They don't come up with a much more simpler theory why women should be chayavas and bikurim. Go back to the question for a second. I posed the question, isn't it a Zman Groma, right? What was the Zman Groma? Remember, who was at my drasha? No, was it my... Who was alive? You guys weren't even alive. I got married, yeah? What? You can only bring it from Shavuos to Hanukkah. So isn't that a classic Zman Groma? Think about that for a minute. Why can't you bring it after Hanukkah? Because the Torah says, Shetovim Me'artzecha. So the Shulchan Aryeh and Maseches Megillah on Dev Chof develops a famous Yisoy in the Sefer Torah Heaven. Shulchan Aryeh develops the Yisoy in Mitzvah Seish as Mangrama. Mitzvah Seish as Mangrama only applies Pshuta Kemashua when the Zman is Geirim. When there is a halachic Zman that's Geirim, a certain reality on the ground, that's called the Zman Grama. When a mitzvah is limited to a certain time because of tangential reasons, because of agricultural reasons, because of biological reasons, because of chemical reasons, other scientific reasons that have nothing to do with Torah. It's Mada. It's the Chachmas Hashem Yisbarach in the realm of Mada. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world that the agriculture is such that it's cold in the wintertime. Cold in the wintertime, the fruit, everything died. You can't have fruit out of the trees in the wintertime. The fruit has to be collected in. But what does that have to do with halacha? That's a mitzias. That's an agriculture. Look at Seder. Rebbeinu Shem would have created the world as I, that it would have been, the agricultural season would have ended in February, not in December. So the din of bikurim would have gone to February, not to December. In other words, says Shekhs Aryeh, whenever you have a zman, it's not a halachic in nature. The demarcation is not halachic in nature. Demarcation is scientific in nature. It's natural in nature. That doesn't qualify as mitzvah. Essay shas man garama. That's mitzvah agriculture garama, not zman garama. Think in your minds of all the mitzvah shas man garamas that we have. Say the mitzvah of sukkah. There's nothing physically different about the 7 days in Chodesh Tishrei from the rest of the year. There's a halachic zman called Shivas Yom Rishon of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. There's a halachic zman called Aleph Tishrei. It's in the Chayef and Tki Shaifer. Those are Zman Gromas. When the Zman Gromas is limited by Mitzius, that's Nishkin Zman Gromas. So the Chayef to Rehavim is so poshut that we're kind of deluding ourselves to think that we're going to find a better reason. We're bending over backwards. I'm pushing my Pshad B'chaz Chinuch because I want to say Shirim Tzachim right now. Because I have an agenda, I have a hidden agenda. I want women to be yotzei tashbisu. So therefore, I'm going to dig you up a mishnah and bikurim. But they dug up a taisim of a basra. I put together a half-baked story for you. And I'm trying to sell you, literally trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. That the reason why women are chayavas and bikurim, again, the end game is everyone agrees women are chayavas and bikurim. It's a mishnah. You can't argue with the mishnah. As we see time and time again, we know how to get there. We're just our ways is telling us 15 different ways to get there. So we got to get to the end game. If you don't get to the end game, women's chiv and bikurim, then you blew it, then you're against the mishnah. How do you get there? Do you go down the route of taizim b'mabasu m'chaschinuch ma'isalach? Or do you go down the glop mahalach of Shekhs Aryeh? So the chayr, who's right? The Shekhs Aryeh definitely has the upper hand on us on this one. So why am I wasting your time, besides the fact that I want to say Shem Sochim? Why am I wasting your time giving you a convoluted way to get to the chiv nashim and bikurim? Because Rabbi Isai, the Shekhs Aryeh is not agreed upon by everybody at all. And there are many, many Gedele Acharonim and quite possibly Gedele Harishonim who do not accept the Shekhs Aryeh. And if you do not accept the Shekhs Aryeh's entire theory, then his approach to solving the Bikurim dilemma will not be acceptable. And if we can't solve the Bikurim dilemma through the Shekhs Aryeh's route, then we're still searching for another route. And the other route that we can come up with is our route, is our Shtibl Torah, which of course hinges upon the Mechaz Chinuch and the Taisus. So don't accuse me of just stop throwing this Taisus and the Vasa and Mechaz Chinuch, because I have nothing else to talk about today. No, I'm not so convinced that Shekhs Aryeh. Mechaz Kovah Dehail Gehle Shekhs Aryeh, Mila Nugom Shekhs Aryeh. I am convinced that not everybody is convinced that he's right. Anybody know? Anybody know who? Anybody know who I'm convinced doesn't think he's right? No? I can't. That may or may not be connected to it. Possibly. Possibly. Anybody know? Just as an aside, was another Maram Kremis. I think there's some other mitzvahs and grammas that are also not necessarily totally on halachic zmanim. So there are two comments of the Magen Avraham. We just lost it again. We're done. Okay, anyone else have batteries? No? Any last hopes?
I've been trying to. Sometimes it lets you switch back and forth. That's what I've been doing. Like, that's right.
It's like real Amuna. We take the batteries that did die, bring them back again.
Is that for the recorder?
No. Recorder, we're good on. We're losing on the. We'll do it without the batteries. Where are we going?
Is going to run to Rite Aid?
Nah, come on, Jerry. You have to run to Rite Aid. Seven have run to Rite Aid. Jeremy. Sure. So before we put this issue of Michas Chiruch at rest, I just want to be honest, intellectually honest, and tell you that there's reasons why I'm very, very weary of the Sheikh Asai's Mahalach. And I believe that we may, according to many, many, have to fall back on this Michas Chiruch Mahalach. And I don't have another Mahalach to why women of Chiyabas and Bikur, and I have to get there. I can't conclude the Shia by saying women of Turus and Bikur. I'd be against the Mishnah. And if I'm not convinced of the Sheikh Asai's approach, then I have nothing better. What leads me to believe I have questions against the Sheikh Asai? So I'll give you two mitzvahs, two comments of the Magen Avraham, two different mitzvahs. The Magen Avraham writes that he thinks women are pturos from the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Shouldn't forget the Kiddush Levana. It was cloudy the other night. Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah with the Rabbanon. It can only be done at a certain time of the month, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, only by Chidush Shalavana. So only from halfway from the Moilad to the next Moilad. After that, it's too late to do Kiddush Levana. Zokta Magen Avraham in the Sivim by Kiddush Levana. It's a Nirul Olayma that women are pturus from Kiddush Levana. It's a mitzvah Seshaz Mangrava. Kiddush Levana is only a mitzvah Midirabbanon. So right, Taisa shows you in the third Pek of Brachas, mitzvah Seshaz Mangrava applies to Dirabbanon also. Fine. Azoy state in Magen Avraham. Know what's the Kashif? Begin Magen Avraham. What's the cash against the Magen Avraham? Why is there a Zman Gerama? This is the Zman Gerama. The Rebbeinu Shlomo Chachmasa created the lunar cycle of 29 and a half, whatever the Shia is, with X amount of Chalakim. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have wanted that the moon should have a cycle of 400 days, he could have done that also. And then the Shia of Kiddush Levana would have been 200 days. And the Rebbe Hashem would have wanted to create the shear of the Levana lunar cycle of 15 days, then the shear would have been 7.5 days of Kiddush Levana. The idea is, Harah Levana Bechidusha. The Takkanas HaChamu Maas to be Shabayach to Rebbe Nishalam, when you see the Levana Bechidusha, Vos Meit Bechidusha, halfway from one mile to the next. So Frank of Shlomo Kluger against the Magen Avraham, I don't understand, why is that called Zman Grom? What's Zman Grom was that? It's not a Zman Grama, that's an astronomical Grama. Does that mean from Magen Avraham? What do you say to Magen Avraham? What do you say to Magen Avraham? This is also Zman Grama. Zman Grama doesn't mean halachic Zman Grama. Zman Grama means tachlis, rabbi. There's a time in the clock or in the calendar where I can't do this particular mitzvah. This is also called Zman Grama. So that Magen Avraham doesn't bode well for the Sheikh Asariyeh. Magen Avraham's allowed to disagree with the Sheikh Asariyeh. He preceded the Sheikh Asariyeh. And the Eid, the Magen Avraham, the Shittosai also, in Nuchas Tzitzis. The Magen Avraham is a unique sheet in Nuchas Tzitzis. We spoke about this a little bit the other day, yesterday. Laila's Lazman Tzitzis. Let's say the Rambam, the easy Psha. Laila's Lazman Tzitzis. The Magen Avraham is a Chiddush Gadol. The Magen Avraham writes that during Ben Hashmashos, he thinks you can make a bracha according to the Rambam. You know why? Why do you think during Ben Hashmashos you can make a bracha? Even according to the Rambam, you put in a talis, Ben Hashmashos, you can make a bracha. You know why? This is good for the late comers in Erev Yom Kippur, the guys who drays the chin for Tefillah Zakeh after Kol Nidre. Why could they put in the talis? Why could they still make a bracha like the Magen Avraham? Who knows why? Give me a svar why. The Torah says Laila, it's a suffix Laila already. No, what's the answer? If the Shkia is already suffix Laila, you can't do Malacha, can you? You can't do Malacha after Shkia. So it's a suffix Laila, it's a suffix of potas. How can I make a bracha? Maybe with the Rosh. Svake, svake. Some want to say, let Machwarim say that. That's not what the Magen Avraham says. Some Machwarim say what you say, not the Magen Avraham. Give me a svar, no? Why do you think the Magen Avraham would say that you can make a bracha on Sittas ben Hashmashas? I recently saw Pratla Laila.
I mean, then you can wear tzitzis at night too.
No, but it's a mitzvah. Went around, there's no mitzvah tzitzis at night. Zero. Mamash, no, zero, zero. No mitzvah. So one minute shemash is okay. No.
So if it's based around the Re'ish HaMosham, then is being a shemash is a time when you can still have the Re'ish?
Oh, Tazoy. Gevaldik. Anyone remember back when they... took their driving test permit. You had to read all those books, all the rules about what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do behind the wheel. Anyone remember how many minutes after sunset can you technically not be pulled over for not having your lights on? I'm not recommending that you should have your lights on there, but anyone remember what the shear is? I should give you guys
a... $30,
30 minutes. 30 minutes, correct. In New York, it's 30 minutes, correct. Thank you. That was the legal expert over here, okay? 30 minutes. Where did they get 30 minutes from? So it's clearly the Goyim's man of Tzitzis Kichavim, no question about it, extrapolated to New York. It's a very simple cheshbon. They went outside and they saw, you could still see a little bit for the half. 5 minutes after Shki, you could still see. Tell you can still see. Again, no one's advocating, no one's recommending to turn your lights off at 28 and a half minutes after Shki. You'd be a fool for doing that. But Lamaisa, you could still see after Shkia. The sun's rays are still, you can still get sense of some sunlight. Zokta Magen Avraham, if the Torah would have said, V'dabe Shem HaMashalem, V'tubba Shutzitzis Bayoim, then the day would have been Shkia, the game's over. It's already Suffolk Laila, you're not Chayim Tzitzis anymore. You Suffolk can't make a bracha. But the Torah doesn't say, V'tubba Shutzitzis Bayoim. The Torah says, Arisa Masai. Arisa Masai means, when there's a Zman Re'iyah, you chayav to wear tzitzis. And when there's Nish Zman Re'iyah, you're not chayav to wear tzitzis. It happens to be that the Rebbein Shalom created the world in such a way that you could see in the daytime and you can't see at night. Those are learning Pesachim, Tavbezim and Aleph, today's Daf. May I understand that a little bit better? You could see in the day, you can't see at night. But therefore, says the Magen Avraham, there is a halachic time that's not really Yoim. Will this be Sofik? And you can still see. If Lamaisa, you can see. Chayiv and Sittis Ben HaTorah. Peter is Vada, not Peter is Sofer. Peter is Vada, according to the Rambam. Mishteit the Magen Avraham, Ilchus Sittis. No, what do you see from this Magen Avraham? Unbelievable Chiddush. Sittis is not a function of light, it's a function of Re'iyah. Chassam Sofer has the Kash, according to the Magen Avraham, turn on the lights. And maybe Chayiv and Sittis says, maybe. Maybe, yeah. I don't know, not sure. What do you see with this Magen Avraham? The Zman Gromo of Tzitzis is not really a Zman Gromo. It's a physical reality. It's the fact that the Rebbein Shalom created the world that it's light this and this time of the day and it's dark this and this time of the night. That's not a Zman Gromo. That's a Metzias Garim. It's a sunlight Garim. And what does the Mishnah say? What does the Gemara say in Maseches Menachos? Nashim Pturis Metzitzis. We spoke about this yesterday. Nashim Pturis Metzitzis. It's a Zman Gromo. Why is it a Zman Groma? According to Shagasari, it's not a Zman Groma. So obviously, the Shagasari would disagree with this Magen Avraham. The Shagasari would have to say that you cannot wear tzitzis during Men HaShemoshes. The Shagasari would have to believe that Isa Masai is just a poetic way of describing Yom V'Laila. But it's ultimately a function of Yom V'Laila. It's not a function of Re'iyah versus Non-Re'iyah. Because Abba Zoi, if it would be a function of Re'iyah versus Non-Re'iyah, then it wouldn't be subject to the Ptur of Zman Groma. So this Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, al d'shitasam, they are clearly not in sync with the Shagas Aryeh. So I have, again, I'm just strengthening my argument a little bit. I have reason to believe that the Shagas Aryeh's solution to why women are chayavos and bikurim is not the correct one necessarily. I know that the Gedalia Acharon can't possibly go down that route. And I'll share one last akuda, and then we'll go back to Tashbis a little bit. I believe Yamun Shleim that they're Rishayim who don't buy into the Shayim Sa'ayim. I'll tell you which Rishayim I don't believe buy into the Shayim Sa'ayim. The first Tais in Brachis, Tais calls the name of Rabbi Natan, that you can say Kriyash, but before it's actually dark outside. Before it stays Kichav. You know why, says Rabbi Natan? Very simple. We pass in the fourth parak of Brachas, you can dive in Meir, you can dive in Shemen Esrei before dark. The other, the Kamar, the other Kamar, you have to plug a Mincha Mikra, then you can dive in Shemen Esrei. Zog to Benetam, what's the difference in Shemen Esrei and Kriyat Shema? If it's a Laila from Meir, if it's a Laila for Kriyat Shema. So I state in Rabbeinu Tam. The Tamid Rabbeinu Yain in the beginning of Brachas say, Ma Inyan Zaitzel say. Davening Meir, you have to dive in Meir, the Takona was to dive in Balaila. So you have to plug a Mincha, it's already Shtikol Laila. Kriyash was a function of what? What's Kriyash a function of? No? Shchiva. Doesn't say Belaila, doesn't say to say Kriyash Belaila, it says say Kriyash was born Shchiva. It says Rabbeinu Yaina, no one's sleeping to plug a mincha, the sun shining to plug a mincha. So it says Rabbeinu Yaina, Kriyash was not a function of Yain Belaila, Kriyash was a function of Shchiva Vekima. Shchiva Vekima, not halachic zmanim, Shchiva Vekima are sociological zmanim. This is the time that normal people go to sleep. This is the time normal people wake up. So the Torah gives us a mitzvah that depends upon a time of certain physical reality in the world. Certain mitzias advarim in the olam. And what does the Mishnah say in Brachas, the third prayer? Women observe some kriyash because it's man grama. According to the Shagasai, this Nishkin's man grama. If Rabbeinu Yain is right, then the Shagasai can't be right. So the Shagasai was a gewaldig gevard. It's a famous, the only yeshiva. Everybody says, oh, you want to know why women are chayav? It's because they'll tell you, this is the reason why, because the Shagasai. But I'm telling you that not everyone buys into the Shagasai. Magid Avram nisht, Rabbeinu Yain nisht. And therefore, according to all those who disagree with the Shagasai, you have to find another reason why women are chayav in Bikurim. So the best I can come up with is the Minchas Chinuch with the Ramban, with the Taisin Bava Basra. It's pushing a little bit, it's far-fetched a little bit. What do you want? Come up with a better teretz. I don't know. I'm not sure. So back to our story, by saying. So we're back to square one. We're still trying to analyze this question. All women chayav in Tishbi. So we got a little bit, like, a little bit about Tzitzel, a little bit about Bikurim, a little bit about Perishvias, Shizbehim. I'm picking up a few odds and ends throughout through Shas these days. But our main goal, back to the main agenda, is all women chayav in Bikurim. I forgot what my agenda was. All women chayav in Tishbi. So we've been hinging. Everything we've been saying is hinging on one side in Reb Chaim. The one side of Reb Chaim is that it could be that Tashbisu is a mitzvah sechefza, and that is a reason for the chayav women. And now I want to backpedal Rabbi Sef for a little bit. I want to play the other. I want to play the other side of Reb Chaim for a moment. I don't want to give up on the Chachamim so fast. I don't want to give up on Tashbis being a mitzvah sagavra. I want to go down that route. And I want to pull off the following stunt to show you, unlike the last day and a half, when we went down the Chavtza route, that ended up with the Chiyah for women in Tashbisu, I think the Gavra route may be able to accomplish the same thing, albeit on a totally different path. What is it about this mitzvah sagavra of Tashbisu that would break all rules of mitzvah zeseh shez ban grama? We're not playing the world of the Chachamim now. Yehuda was over. Now we're Chachamim people again. If Chaim's word is emes lamitoi, Tashbisu is a mitzvah sagavra, v'yafa b'chein women achayos. Why? What is it? So remember Reb Chaim's moshel? When he spoke about Tashbis being mitzvah sagavra, remember the original goal of Reb Chaim was to explain what phenomena. What was his original? He really had two challenges. One was the whole Efer Chad Gadja that we spoke about. What was the other reason why Reb Chaim wrote? Why did Reb Chaim write a Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel? Because he wanted to explain the Rambam. Which Rambam? Why? Ultimately, why by Rabbi Matzah is not a what? Is not enough. Is not a lavadit kliyase. Remember the Rambam says the Yechayev Malkus if you do a day Maisa. So the real goal of Reb Chaim, the original goal of Reb Chaim, was to show you that By Rabbi Motzei is not a labadittically essay. So Rabbi Chaim gave you a model of another kind of a relationship between an essay and a lav that does not meet the criteria of labadittically essay, and he wanted to compare that to teshbisu. What was that model that he gave? What was another example of something that's not a labadittically essay? Clearly not. Rav Chaim is explaining, if you hold that it's a mitzvah sachevtza, then it is a labinitikli essay. If you hold it's a mitzvah gavra, then it's not, because it's too close to another model that's clearly not a labinitikli essay. What was that? Anyone remember his mashal? Think of another mitzvah that you're not allowed to do this, and you have to do this, but you can't call it labinitikli essay. Lav and itikli essay means the lav is one thing and the essay is something different. But when they're the same entity, they're same. That was the example of lav and itikli essay. When they're the same entity, just one is verbalized as a positive notion and one is a negative, but they're really saying the same thing. The hainu hach, that's not lav and itikli essay. Lav and itikli essay is I steal, got to return it. Don't be nicer, burn it. Shabbos, Yontif. Shabbos will leave out because there's no mach there. Yontif. The Torah says, don't do malach on Yontif. But what should you do instead? Instead of doing malach on Yontif, what should you do? Instead of doing malach on Yontif, what are you supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be shavis with malach on Yontif. It's called an essay. A guy does malach on Yontif, he's violating a law and he's becoming an essay. So, chayim frak the kasha. Why don't you say every lav on Yontif is a lav and itikli essay? If you do malacha, so then you're mesachnet of being shavis. What's the answer? That's a leitzonis. Why is that a leitzonis? Why is that a leitzonis of a kasha? Chaim doesn't really ask it. It's the same thing. Lav and itikli essay means you did I'm about to be taken off of malchus. No! We don't give you malchus. We'll tell you to do something else. You didn't do malach on Yontif, so what are we going to tell you to do? We'll tell you not to do malach on Yontif. We'll call it an essay, and we'll take you off to Adam Malchus. That's ridiculous, says Reb Chaim. It's not a ridiculous essay. News, what did Reb Chaim say? If you hold the Tashbisu as a mitzvah sagavra, what's the mitzvah sagavra? What is it? Name the mitzvah. If you had to encapsulate one sentence, give me the line to describe Tashbisu as being a chavis sagavra. In a positive manner, you have to ensure that you don't own chametz and Pesach. You don't have chametz and Pesach. The same way, could you describe to me in one sentence the Shabbos of Yontif? You have to positively ensure that you don't do malacha on Yontif. Once you define the essay with the same terminology as the lav, it's just you throw in the word mitzvah essay for good luck. That is by definition nishkin lav nitikli essay. It can't be that's the antithesis. That's not lav nitikli essay. So that was the model of Reb Chaim. We had our blackboard here, so we draw an equation. I thank the boys who bought the blackboard for the last month. My daughter's enjoying it very much. And I would say maybe someday we'll go back to it, but I really hope not. We'll stay in yeshiva. Those who are not here last year, forget about, you know, the inner workings of the joke about the block. Rabbi said, so Rav Chaim drew an equation on the board here. He has Tashbisu is to buy Rav Motzei, like Shabboson is to come Alech Zavet L'Sasim. If you extract that Yisod from Rav Chaim, then I have an interesting shalot to raise for you. What if I could show you that whenever you have these kinds of essay-lavim relationship, these pairs of essays and lavim, which are really the same, those essays that go hand in hand, that are linked for eternity with a lav, those essays are not subject to the klal of its essay shazman grama being potter. What if I could prove that to you? It's not a bad svar, I can hear the svar. But medvam amurim, mitzvah shazman gromas potter, tefillin, tzitzis, shofar. So those are freestanding essays. But when you have an essay that anyway is part of a lav parsha, it's the same thing. We know women are chiyavos in the lav. It's a very good svar. It's not crazy to say that if women are chiyavos in the lav, so that the chiyavos in the essay, and the lav are they're married to one another. You can't separate between the two. So it's not such a crazy idea. I think it would be very, very illogical to say that. If I could show you that such a klal exists in the parish in the sugya mitzvah shes man grama, that whenever you have an essay and a lav, which are identical in a sense, just one's the loshen essay, one's the loshen lav, those essays are not subject to the p'tur shes man grama, that have a whole new approach to why women are chayavos in teshbisu. What's going to be my test case? So Reb Chaim helped me along. He's holding my hand, Reb Chaim. Why? What's, give me the best case scenario to prove it with. With what? With Yontif. Go check, look at the Svarim, go read a Gemara, read a Mishayim, go figure out. A woman chayovas in the mitzvah essay of Yontif. I didn't say can women do malach and Yontif. I know a woman can do malach and Yontif. I know that. Because it's a los essay. Got that. But I want to know, b'yayim harishon shabbosoin, uvayom hashmiri shabbosoin. When I sit around on the first day sukkahs, hirvi mucham zuma to be yaitz the mitzvah derais of shabbosoin, is my wife doing that also? If the answer to that question is yes, and if the reason for the answer to that question is because essays and lavim that are paired together, so the los essay schleps the essay along with it, and that is excluded from the klal of mitzvah shes magro being pturos, if all of what I just said is true, then I got a great new reason why women are chayavos in teshbisu. And this is phenomenal. You know why? Because I spent a day and a half on the other side of Reb Chaim to explain to you if it's a mitzvah chevtzu why women are chayavos. And now I'm covering both sides. Now it's mitzvah gavra and women are chayavos. So there's one missing link, Rabbi. So I have to know what they did is by Shabbosim. Everything hinges on the Shabbosim question. Women chayavos is Shabbosim, p'turus is Shabbosim. Any guesses? Any guesses? Are women chayavos in Shabbos or p'tus in Shabbos? I took the wrong gemara. I took my Shabbos. Okay. It's okay. I know that, but I want a rishon. I want a rishon who takes a stand. No? Women chayavos in Shabbos and Yontif or p'tus in Shabbos and Yontif? Was it another member comes? What does Sefer Chinuch say? No, you got the sefer chinuch. You got the sefer chinuch. You got the makaris. You have the makaris. Makarishi. Number 9. For the heges b'chol boker b'chol zman b'schayim and kavis. Sefachinich is apologizing to you. Why you just gave this mitzvah to women? Isn't it as man grama? No. Sefachinich, that women are chayavas b'chol toikeh for the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yontif. And not only does he say the chayavas, he gives you the reason why the chayavas. He tells you, Pemoli wa dechayavos. Dechayavos because of this model that we just create. Because of this notion that when essays and lavim go hand in hand, the lav swallows up the essay and negates the p'tur of mitzvah shes man grama. But the Sefer Chinuch did look at b'shabasom, we could buy the Sefer Chinuch and plug it into teshbisu as well. And we have a whole other reason why women are chayavos in teshbisu. Gevaldik burdik. Fantastic. Of course, there's a weak link in this chain. This is only assuming the Sefer Chinuch is correct. If the Sefer Chinuch is not correct, then obviously Nafla Yisrael, Nafla Binyan. Is he right or not? Anyone disagree with the Sefer Chinuch? Anyone know? At the last minute, I sent off a Mar Mokum. Anyone saw the Mar Mokum, the Tyson condition? No? Avi, you got it off to the voice. Okay, got it, okay. So I'd like to give you a little bit of a background who disagrees. We need just a couple of minute background to appreciate the godless, the amkus, advarim, who the Baal Plukta of the Sefer Chinuch is, and why this is going to impact our sugya so dramatically. A little bit of introduction. The Mishnah says Later on, Maseches Pesachim, Maseches Shabbos, that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sereifas Kotchim on Yom Tov. Even though burning Kotchim Psulim, a nice bit of big Beishis Rofu, a Kodesh Beishis Sereif, the Torah says in a few places there's a mitzvah to burn Posel Dikar Karbonis. If that happens on Yom Tov, you can't do it. You're not allowed to make a fire to burn Posel Karbonis on Yom Tov. So this is their Isa. So there's a loaded question, what happened to Mitoch? Mitoch Shetvul Tzorchadar. I'll hold on to that for later sugyas. But I don't even want to talk about that right now. I want to know the following. Gemara raises the question, well, why not? Why can't I burn Kachim Psulim on Yom Tov? What principle should we invoke that should permit us to do that?
What?
There's a mitzvah the Torah, mitzvah seasik to burn Kachim Psulim. There's a losa say of Koblach Sabed Losa Asim. I'm not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yeshua Koreis. That's not going to help me. It's about Yom Tov. What does the Gemara conclude? Rav Ashi Yomar, what does the Gemara say? Put it on the Mamar Kermis. Ein asei doche asei velo sasei. The mitzvah sasei asif is kotchim. It's a gewaldige mitzvah. And it has the koyach to be doche yisur. It could be doche lam. But the problem is the yontif is more than just a lam. The yontif is an asei also, because of Shabboson. And we have a klal gadol, ein asei doche asei velo sasei. So therefore you're stuck. Stalemate, you can't do anything. No, who can appreciate the beginning of Akasha? Who knows what Tyson Kedushin asked Akasha? The name of Ben Yosef Eretz Yisrael. Anyone saw the Tyson I sent over? Tyson quotes Akasha from Ben Yosef from the Valley of Tyson. Ben Yosef traveled all the way from Europe, all the way to Eretz Yisrael, and he used to correspond back with the Valley of Tyson. Hiksha Ben Yosef, the following Kasha. Says, I don't understand. If the whole reason why you can't burn Kachim, Temeim, Kachim Psulim, and Yantar is because Ein Asei Doch Asei Velos Asei, it should be permissible for a woman to burn those Kachim. Because everybody knows, Dr. Ben Yosef, women are not Chayavas in what mitzvah? Which mitzvah women are chayavas in? Shabboson. Ouch, right? Women are chayavas in Shabboson. Because it's a mitzvah zeh she'as man grama. So, k'shtag a kasha. Obviously the Sefer Chinuch would respond, no, it's a terrible kasha. Because women are chayavas. Rabbi Yosef assumed the milsa de pshita ad me'od. He wasn't even, he didn't even talk about it. He predated, lived before the Sefer Chinuch. He wasn't even Ola Ladas, the Sefer Chinuch. He's sitting off in Eretz Yisrael, surrounded by the Crusaders. He's sitting in Eretz Yisrael in the 1100s or 1200s and philosophizes about this kasha. Why isn't it permissible for a woman to burn kashim to Mammon Yantab? And he says it's impossible to say such a thing. No one would ever say it. Shows you Gemara, it can't, there's no such thing. Why is it that a woman can't burn? What happened to Yavi Asay Vidchel Asay? That's a kasha. It doesn't bode well for us. Because we're hinging, we're pitting all our hopes on the Sefer Chinuch. And Sefer Chinuch is a Heilige Rishon, but now he's against the Taisus. Not so good for us. So what's the answer to Ben Yosef's kasha, by the way? Anyone know? Hold that we broke the kasha. What's the terrence? Ben Yosef says that when you have a low association essay, why isn't an essay dochet? Why isn't an essay dochet a low association by essay? Says Ben Yosef, because the low essay is elevated to become a low association chamor. The Gemara says in Yevamos that Esed Echolos is a gavaldik echidish. Ein l'chabol echidusha. It only applies to low-level Yisurim. If you have a low sas yesh bekare, sas yesh b'sas beizdin, you would never say Esed Echolos is on such a chobedik echidusha. I mean, Yosef says, whenever you have a low sas yesh that's accompanied by an asay, that shows the Rebbe Shalom was scared about it so much. The Rebbe Shalom was so machped that you shouldn't do it. He threw an asay at you for good luck because the low sas yesh wasn't enough to keep you away. That shows that it's a low sas yesh achomor. Says Ibn Yosef Gavaldik Alam de Shavort, he says, even if it's true that women are pturos from the essay of Yontif, the los essay is still called los essay achomor, because vis-a-vis the los essay, women are the same as men. So once the Torah lumps together an essay with the los essay, it's magala to me, it's a riot, it's a simon to me. It's not a sibo of the chumash isra, it's a simon of the chumash isra. The fact that there exists an essay combined with the los essay that shows that this is the los essay achomor. Once this is nikvah and halacha as being in the category of los essay achomor, it's not nitin l'dechia, it's not nitin for dechia for men or for women. So Ben Yosef says, even though it's true that a woman technically doesn't have the essay of Yontif, she still can't burn kashim tamayim based on essay doch los essay, because the los essay of malach isn't nita l'dechia, because it's in the los essay of chomer. About the gevor for Ben Yosef. But hayetzim edvorim for us, this beer that we're having, that maybe women are chayavas in tashbisu, because the Reb Chaim's other mahalach, it's a mitzvah gavra, and therefore it follows the model, the footsteps of Shabboson and Yontif, etc. It's a lot pashut. Sefer Chinuch said it, but Ben Yosef, Taisus, and Kedushin didn't say it. So far we have two different mahalachim to try to explain why is it this phenomenon that women should be chayavas. Somehow intuitively we feel women have to be chayavas in tashbis. We can't believe that they're not. But we can't quite pinpoint why it should be so. So we had one whole long beer of mitzvah achevtza. That forced us to go down the whole route of Minchas Chinuch with the Razzle Dazzle, with the Ramban, with the Teres Chaim, everything we spoke about yesterday. And today, we're trying to supplement that with another Malach and saying, no, it's really talking about Mitzagavra. The other side of Reb Chaim is Emes. It's a Mitzagavra. And whenever you have an essay and a Los essay that are basically identical to one another, following the footsteps of Sefer Chinuch, that would be a Mechayev of women. But we might have Emes that, according to some day, is this day of Ben Yosef and Tyson would not be true. So we have two possible mahalchim to get women to be chayavas. Again, no smoking gun, nothing absolutely certain. The Minchas Chinuch himself, strangely enough, in Mitzvah Tes, comes to the rescue in this one also. Minchas Chinuch says he thinks women are chayavas in Tashbisa. Why? Anyone know why? Why do you think the Minchas Chinuch would say that women are chayavas in Tashbisa?
It's the
Sheva Altaseh. Because it's Sheva Altaseh, at least according to some, Rashi and Rambam, says, Bechas Chinuch, a klal godol, mitzvah Sheva Altaseh, Rambam only speaks to mitzvah essays of Kum Vaseh. Sheva Altaseh, lo shemana do mezeh me'olam. Mitzvahs of Sheva Altaseh, by definition, are not subject to this klal. Really? That's true. Can somebody bring me a Rishon against the Minchas Chinuch? Startling. Give me a Rishon. Again, for the Minchas Chinuch, that mitzvahs that are Sheva Tase are not included in the Ptur of mitzvahs Sheva Ban Groma. Really? What? Yeah, because why does Sheva Chinuch have to turn the world upside down and say the reason why women are Chayavas and Shavoson is because it's connected to the Kol Machzav and Los Asu? Why didn't you just simply say that Sheva Tase? Who else is clearly against him? Obviously, Tosis is against him. The Ben Yosef is against him. The Ben Yosef says, "Taka, women are pturos." That was standing there at Sheva Tase. You know who else is against the Minchas Chinuch? Minchas Chinuch himself. Minchas Chinuch later on told us, "How do you know women are chayavos in Shvitas Behema?" What was the reason that he gave? Why? How did Minchas Chinuch start the whole ball rolling yesterday? How did the Minchas Chinuch know women are chayavos in Shvitas Behema? He dug up the Ramban, right? I don't understand. According to this Minchas Chinuch mitzvah test, I'll tell you why women are chayavos. And Shvitas Behema, Shvitas Behema is also a what? It's also a Sheva Tase. There's no mitzvah. You don't do something. I sit around eating my children and my animal's not working. That's my mitzvah. So it's a peladik Minchas Chinuch. In mitzvah test, he says it just a milsah pshita noid. Yeah, women are avatzad, rashi, drama, right. I'm telling you, he says, women are chayavos, no shayla. No shayla. It's against the chinuch, against the Ben Yosef, against himself. Comes to Shekhar Sari and says, I'm going to come to the rescue, not of Minchas Chinuch, I'm going to tell you about women are chayavos in Tashbisa. Against Shekhar Sari also felt intuitively they are, we know they're chayavos, it's just we have to figure out what the mechanics, what the background, what the reason is. Says Shekhar Sari, it must be part of the age-old comparison, which appears in the Hamid Beis, hopefully we're going to get to later on, between Tashbisa and by Rabbi Motzi. There was a Gzeri Shavah between the two. Almost. The Gemara never really says that. The Gemara says there's a gzeirah shavah between Bayira and Bayimatzeh. But the Gemara never says a three-way gzeirah shavah to Tashbisu. It says the word Sa'or Bayira, it says Sa'or Bayimatzeh, and hopefully Mitzvah and Davheim and Beis, we're going to have a lot of talk about that. Believe it or not, guys, we haven't really spoken about Rabbi Matzeh this year. But if you think about it, we spent most of this man talking about Tashbisu. That's going to change very, very soon. We have one more sugya left, and then, boom, then the Bayrami Matzeh sugya start one after another, after another, after another. So on the Hema days, the Gemara does compare Bayrami to Bayrami Matzeh, and certainly move them one to another. But there's no Gemara that says explicitly Tashbisu is part of that three-way Gezeri Shavah. But the Mechaschir says, yeah, it must be. Tashbisu Sa'or Bateichem. He has eyes, he thinks it's Muchach that way. And therefore he throws his hands up and says, you know what the real Mokor is? The women are Chayavos? It's Halach Mashtir, it's Gezeri Shavah. It's part of the Gezeri Shavah. The Chayavos in Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, the Chayavos in Tashbisu. Not because of Reb Chaim's and Maisa Loch and Shev Yatasa's, none of that. That's what it says. Lashtay the Gezeri Shavah. Again, we're not 100% sure that Gezeri Shavah even exists, and we're not really sure that it exists vis-a-vis women. We're not really sure about this. But Abishai Gazari is Chiddush. So we have four different biurim to try to come to the same conclusion. Somehow, again, we intuitively think that women are Chayavos Tashbisu. If they're not, then according to Taisus, they can eat Chametz in our Pesach in the afternoon. At least somehow it doesn't sit right with us. So we really suspect that women are Chayavos and Tashbisu, but we can't pinpoint exactly why. We had one Mahalach and Michas Chinuch based on the Ramban and the Ritva, Mitzvah Sachevtza, with all the pros and cons and all the lumdus, what is the Mitzvah Chavtza not, with the Raya from Taisim and the Bikurim and Babas and Maisalach, all kinds of stories. Then we had the second beer of, based on the second word of Reb Chaim, the other side of Reb Chaim, that's Mitzvah Gavra. Once it's Mitzvah Gavra, so then it's too close for comfort to the Losa say, and then you follow in the Ikvas of the Sefer Chinuch, the two may go hand in hand. Again, highly questionable. We're not at all sure about that. We're not even sure about. We know for a fact some Yisharim Taisus or Ben Yisus disagree with the same thing. Then we have the Mechaschik Me'atzma who throws at us this curveball and says, well, Shev Al-Tasa, and therefore, for sure, women are Chayavos. First of all, we're for sure not sure that it's Shev Al-Tasa. Even Mechaschik only said it with Das Rashi in the Rambam, not with Das Taisus. And we're not even sure that's true according to Rashi in the Rambam. We weren't convinced of that lumdus of Mechaschik that it's just a Shev Al-Tasa. And even if the Niach that he's right, that Sheva Ta'asa, we have far from Muskom, that there is such a cloud in Rishonim, if anything, you see the exact opposite is true. From Mechzik himself, you see the opposite is true also. And then we throw our hands up at the Shagas Aryeh. It's like, Zer Shava, Halach Mashtina, Kach Azeh. Don't ask any kashas. Habayi Chayivcha, four different Mahalchim to get to the same conclusion. It could be none of the Mahalchim are right. Maybe we went up to us from Tashbisa. It's possible. It's not kfira to say that. Unlikely, but possible. So somehow in our gut, we feel that women are chayavos in Tashbisu. We have no reason to believe in the pturos, but we can't get around the details. What happens to Zman Grama? So again, you choose the one to four different possible, four mahalchim. Maybe they're all right to explain why women are chayavos in Tashbisu. Okay, we'll stop with this.